flashcards. Flashcards. Should I still use the flashcards? No, I think that's lame. Hey. Thank you for carving out some time in your busy schedule. I have reserved the room for the full hour, so we will have plenty of time for T&A. Q&A. After the presentation. Here, just sit down and let me dim the lights. So, without further ado, I hope you enjoy my presentation entitled Why You Should Fuck Me. Did you like how I pointed at you when I said you and then at me on me? I read a thing that said I need to use big gestures like that to keep people engaged. I'm not a great public speaker, but I'll do my best. Okay, slide one. As you can see, here is the first slide, projected onto the wall, larger than life. I've chosen Comic Sans as the font to keep things light and breezy. And I'll also be using this laser pointer to emphasize my points. Literally. Get it? It's a pun. I love puns. Okay, first slide. Webster's Dictionary defines sex as... You've had sex before. Oh, right, of course. Well, I guess we can skip this part then. Yeah, no, you don't need to see the animated GIF of me making a hole with my left hand and inserting my right index finger into it. Yeah, okay, you felt fine. Your loss. There we go. Slide two. Reason number one why you should fuck me. I am pretty. Now I realize that's subjective, but I do feel like I'm a strong, 8.5 out of 10, at least. Not to toot my own horn. I mean, in a blind poll of our coworkers, 87% of those attracted to women said that they would throw me a bone. Empirical evidence shows that I am extremely bangable. But why am I bangable? Let us count the ways. Firstly, cute hair with bangs. I wasn't actually going for a pun there, but I kind of backed up into that one. Next, glasses. Studies show that compared to women with 20/20 vision, girls with glasses are 63% hotter, 98% hornier, and 212% more likely to suck you off and get their lenses cummed on and then lick the cum off the lenses. Source: Nasty Librarian Videos on Pornhub. Okay, continuing on. Bam. Nice tits. Yeah, not huge, but cute. Perky. Nicely shaped with stiff pink nipples. Note the different views from the front, side, top, and bam, 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 bam. Underneath. Allow me to draw your attention to the laser pointer as I highlight my perfectly proportioned and symmetrical areolae. Very geometrically pleasing. Yes, that's the plural of areola. I want to include a grammatical error in my presentation. This isn't fucking amateur hour. I'm not Brenda. There we go. Finally, the last and arguably most important reason why I am bangable. Bam, bam, bam. Ba-bam. Thai pussy. Please note the clip art of the cartoon wolf with his eyes popping out of his head and his tongue hanging out. That is you busting in me in this scenario. Yes, okay, so while vaginal tension is once again subjective, I have received zero complaints from my dildos. My body count is a mythical number, but I would imagine that men would say something along the lines of, "Goddamn, that is tight as hell. I'm trying to bust." And perhaps most complimentary. Yes. Furthermore, another reason why you should fuck me is I am a... What does that say? Oh, yes. A little freak. While I may seem straight-laced here at work with my tightly buttoned blouses and pencil skirts, that merely belies my true nature. As you can see from these attached photos from my private collection, I am a nasty little nymph. Why did I want to accentuate each word with a click? I don't understand. Sorry, let me just... There we go. I am a nasty little nympho who takes it in all my holes with a smile on my face and a song in my heart. Allow me to use the laser pointer to draw your attention to some personal favorites. There we go. Me with a big dildo in my mouth, making my cheek bulge. Me looking at the camera, eyes crossed as I dug myself from behind. Me riding one of my toys and my cute little tits caught in a blur and mid bounce. Me with my eyes half closed, a dreamy expression on my cum-covered face. Me holding a baby goat at the petting zoo. Wait, how did that one get in here? Anyway, nevertheless, moving on. Another reason why fucking me would be in your best interest is... cardio. Pounding me until we're both sweaty and panting would be good exercise. Studies that I made up for the purpose of this presentation show that men who engage in sex with nerdy coworkers live 52% longer and are also 89% less prone to seasonal depression. There we go. Here we see a stock photo of a man in a tank top and jogging shorts wiping sweat from his brow in an exaggerated fashion. He looks tired, but satisfied. This represents you after getting your heart rate up from hammering my little hole until I squeal. Please ignore the watermark. I do not know how to remove that. Next, another great reason to fuck me is... bragging rights. Even though I dress conservatively, I am considered quite the little piece of ass around the office. You know, I've overheard comments that I'm sneaky hot and I'm probably a psycho in bed. Both totally true, I probably would imagine. I'm not above kissing and telling, and I wouldn't expect you to adhere to any such standard either. But if you elect to nail me, just think of all those dirty stories you'll be able to keep to yourself. Maybe even share a little bit around the water cooler. You know, increase your popularity, your aura in the office. Yeah. I mean, here is an example that I made for you to use. Hey, you know that little dork in finance? Yeah, I crunched her numbers real good last night. Had her spreading more than just sheets. She told me I excelled at it. Thigh lip buns. Yeah, or like, see that little slam piece with the glasses? She may be fussing with a K-cup machine now, but Sunday morning, she was sipping coffee in my place after she pulled an all-nighter. Had her slow roasting on my spout until she got that automatic trip. It was like, don't talk to me until I've had my doggy. And of course, finally, look at that little smoke show from accounts receivable. You better believe she was on the receiving end of this dick last night. I was pounding that ass like a rubber stamp, dipped my pen in the company ink, and left my mark all over her face. You're welcome to use those, but also feel free to come up with some of your own. I can even help you workshop them if you want. Yeah, and lastly, the final reason why you should fuck me is... career advancement. While I'm not currently your lead supervisor by any means, I am very ambitious. I have a realistic 2-year plan that, once actualized, will see me become the marketing lead and claiming that cushy corner office. In that role, I will need a trustworthy right-hand man. And really, there's no better way to walk into that right now and hit your wagon to my star than regularly pounding me until my thighs cramp. So yeah, let me paint you a picture. You're under my desk in that office, helping me blow off steam by tugging my clit during the morning, during meetings. You're standing just out of frame during that Zoom call. My hand idly squeezing your hard cock like a stress ball. The two of us taking a power lunch in the corner booth of some fancy restaurant. Our meal ending with... nonchalantly riding you until I get a cream pie for dessert. I think I make a very good boss. So, in conclusion, there are many compelling reasons to fuck me, and I hope that today's presentation has been enlightening for you. Please don't hesitate to... I'm not quite finished. Please hold any questions as well as your applause until the very end. Why are you standing? Nice. I take that as a yes. Yeah. Tried my blouse right open. I could feel the buttons pop. Yeah. Yeah, pull the cuffs of my bra down like that. Rip my bare tits. Germinal. Skirt up my thighs. You know exactly what you want, huh? You must have made a compelling argument. I'm gonna put both of my palms on the wall right here, in the middle of the projection. Arch my back a bit. Yeah, I want you to fuck me in the glow of the presentation, since apparently you were so moved by it. My skirt up around my waist. Yank these panties down my legs. Oh, good, yeah. Carve out some time with that tight pussy. Schedule a staff meeting. Spell it M-E-A-T-I-N-T. Time. Right this instant. Location straight between my quivering thighs. Fuck it, just like that. Yeah, just like that. Got me screwed. Use like a handle. Use to show me back on that cock. I'm letting you try. I want to feel my ass grinding against your tummy while you split me open. My hands off the wall. Just my. Get rid of me. Let me over. Run me against the wall. Oh, my little pussy under ice cream. Your timer is in my back. Wait, that's so fucking hot. What are you using? Oh, your tie. You got some tricks of your own, huh? Feeling nasty because of my power plant. Getting splattered. Fuck is getting so deep. Struggling against that soft suck. Pining my wrists and knowing that there's nothing I can do to get drilled right on this wall. It's making me so fucking wet. Put me straight through this shitty blister. Put a me-shaped hole in it. Make me come maintenance after you're done with me. I'll giggle and tell them I tripped while your cum is running down my thigh. This job because you fuck me so stupid I can't even use a calculator anymore. Jesus Christ, Nicole. Fuck. Oh, this is like you're looking at me right now like this. I spent 6 hours in the PowerPoint You better appreciate this little busy and feeling of capacity right this fucking second. As advertised, right? You hold up your end pretty well, too. Maybe I'll whip up a few slides highlighting all the best features of that cock of yours. Drop those on the deck by quote-unquote accident during the quarterly review. No, I'm way too greedy for that. Grabbing a handful of my hair, I take it we're not done, then. We do have the room for the full hour. Yeah. Do whatever you want. Yes, for this, right? Tell you what. Shut me down on my knees in front of you. With my hands so tight behind my back. You think I should just suck my own pussy off your cock? I am pretty delicious if I say something. My glasses are slipping down the bridge of my nose. Push them back up with your dick, please. Thank you. Such a gentleman. Don't I just look adorable down here? Nuzzling your fat cock against my cheek, peering up at you. My big doe eye is magnified even more by these lenses. Yeah, I know how cute I am. I weaponize it. And right now, you're the only one in my crosshairs. I'm gonna have you throbbing, moaning, painting my face in a few minutes. But first things first, let me tuck my head and suck these balls. Help me drag in my hot tongue all over your balls until they twitch. You better work up another nice, big, sticky cum shot to drop on these glasses. I still feel that first load on what's between my legs, dripping onto the floor. And I don't want diminishing returns, no. You seem like you lost your edge ever since I got this warm mouth on your deck. You don't have to be gentle. Grab my hair, push me down to the base, make me struggle against these knots at my wrist. Lay flat my face. Where are you going? You're fogging my glasses. Look at that drool dripping off your cock and glistening strands. It seems out of my pussy. We're gonna have to call janitorial services when this hour is up. Oh. Oh, goddamn. Oh, I got a gorgeous day. Oh, it's like a nice bath. I bet your face is just gonna glide up and down it like velvet, huh? I don't have any hands available. You're just gonna have to grab it. Squeeze it until you come all over my face. Look. Look, I'm so ready for that. Just watching you crank is making me so wet. Here. I'm gonna stick my tongue out. I'm gonna give you a pretty little target. I want you to draw lines on me like a piece of notebook paper. Every time you're done, I want ropes from the tip of my tongue to the top of these designer frames. Now jerk that cock. Fucking shoot against me. Shots right here on my tongue. This is so yummy. Look at these fucking splashed up glasses. My vision's all cloudy. Dare me to go back to my desk like this? God, you're so fucking hot. I'm glad I'm persuasive. This is better than I could have imagined. Alright, so we should get back to work. There'll be plenty of time for more of this later, both on and off the job site, but yeah, you might need to untie me. Actually, no, I'm gonna keep the tie. I'm gonna wear it for the rest of the day and see if anyone notices. If you want it back, you'll just have to come and get it, I guess. See you in a happy hour tonight, maybe. If you thought I got filthy just now, you should see me when I'm drunk.